It's an anagram, she said. Do you see? He studied the writing, then shook his head, looking a bit ashamed. Not your fault, Roland. They're our letters, not the ones you know. Take my word for it, it's an anagram. Eddie would have seen it right away, I bet. I don't know if it was Dandolo's idea of a joke, or if there are some sort of rules glamour things like him have to follow, but the thing is, we figured it out in time, with a little help from Stephen King. You figured it out, he said. I was busy laughing myself to death. We both would have done that, she said. You were just a little more vulnerable because your sense of humor... Forgive me, Roland, but as a rule, it's pretty lame. I know that, he said bleakly. Then he suddenly turned and left the room. A horrid idea came to Susanna, and it seemed a very long time before the gunslinger came back. Roland, is he still... He nodded, smiling a little. Still as dead as ever was. You shot true, Susanna. But all at once I needed to be sure. I'm glad, she said simply. Oi's standing guard. If anything were to happen, I'm sure he'd let us know. He picked the note up from the floor and carefully puzzled out what was written on the back. The only term she had to help him with was medicine cabinet. I've left you something. Do you know what? She shook her head. I didn't have time to look. Where is this medicine cabinet? She pointed at the mirror, and he swung it out. It squalled on its hinges. There were indeed shelves behind it, but instead of the neat rows of pills and potions she had imagined, there were only two more brown bottles, like the one on the table beside the Lazy Boy, and what looked to Susanna like the world's oldest box of Smith Brothers Wild Cherry Cough Drops. There was also an envelope, however, and Roland handed it to her. Written on the front in that same, distinctive half-writing, half-printing was this.